This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast. I want to talk to you today about something that I've kind of been dealing with in my own life and a major switch that's happened for me. And it has to do with setting goals. And one of the things that I've realized over my lifetime is that one of the most self-defeating things I do is that when I set a goal, I'm constantly looking for the home run. That means that I want to try to get that goal and get to that goal as quickly as possible with as little effort as possible. And you know, I'm always up here and I'm talking about hard work. I'm talking about the value of hard work. I'm talking about all these different things, but subconsciously, I'm still a lazy idiot. And let me explain this. So whenever I've tried to go for financial goals or whenever I've tried to go for business goals, I've always tried to swing for the fences, right? I've tried to knock it out of the park. How do I hit a home run? And that's the question I always start with. But one of the things that I've realized as of late, and this has come to me, I think, through a lot of meditation and a lot of self-work, is that every time I try to swing for the fences, every time I try to hit that home run, I usually strike out. And one of the things that's come across my head in the past couple of weeks is that, well, maybe the reason why I keep striking out, maybe the reason why I haven't been able to move forward on a lot of the goals I have is because I haven't even learned to get on base yet. So rather than trying to swing for the fences on every swing and trying to hit home runs out of the park, why don't I just focus on getting on to first base? Right? One of these things, you know, I've been thinking about a lot about finances, and I haven't talked much about finances on here before, but I've always had financial issues, always, you know, from the time I was a young Marine, made really bad financial decisions all the way up through, you know, my young adulthood. And then finally, you know, I got myself into a little bit of stability, but wasn't able to really move forward. And you know, one of the things I kept telling myself in my brain, oh my God, I need to earn so much money in order to become financially free. I need to earn so much money in order to really become, really get to the place of financial independence that I wanted to get to. And so I'd build that number up in my head to be so high, it became kind of like a Mount Everest that I was standing at the very foot of, not at one of the base camps or anything like that. I was standing at the bottom, staring up at the top, being like, oh my God, how am I going to climb this thing? And so I stood there for years, just looking at the top, wondering how I was going to get up there. And I kept trying to devise ways of, you know, trying to hit that home run. So I started swinging for the fences, made some risky bets. And I continued to strike out. And the thing was, I didn't go through the necessary work to just get up to a base camp, and then allow myself to establish a foothold from where I could get up to the next base camp. And all this impatience that I have, you know, it would constantly kind of build up and I'd keep tearing myself down saying, why can't I get this right? Why can't I get my finances right? Why am I so stupid? Why am I so dumb? Why am I such a failure? And every time I said that to myself, I was tearing a little piece of myself down. And I kept dragging myself away from working on those goals that were supposedly so important to me, simply because I was so disillusioned with the fact that I couldn't, you know, hit that home run. Now, I know I'm not unique in this, and I know there's a lot of you out there who are constantly swinging for the fences and striking out. And I know the stories you're telling yourself, because I tell myself the same stories, right? I'm a big failure, blah, blah, blah. The world is unfair. I wish I was born with more smarts. I wish I was born with better parents. I wish that I got a better college education. I wish that I had this. I wish I had that. I wish I had a network. I wish, right? But here's the thing, guys. The way you get to the top of the mountain is step by step. People don't climb Everest in one day. And if they do, they're insane and putting themselves at a lot of risk of death, right? You've seen those bodies that are still up on Everest, right? If you haven't and you got a good stomach, then Google, right? Most of those bodies don't come down, but a lot of people die trying to make that ascent, right? And the way that climbers get to the top is they have to get to a base camp and they have to acclimatize to where they're at. And so if you've got a really, really big goal, set yourself out some steps to get there. Right? Set yourself out some of those areas in your base camps that are going to allow you to acclimatize and to push forward from there. Remember, you know, in a lot of you guys who are getting out of the military, right? Remember what it took to make you into what you had become in the military. You know, if you're a Marine, it took 13 weeks on Paris Island or at MCRD San Diego, right? And then took another, you know, period of time after that to train you up for your specialty, right? And then it took probably a year after that to get you acclimatized to the fleet, right? Same thing if you're out in the Army or if you're in the Air Force or if you're in the Navy. It took you a long time to become what you had decided to become, you know, with the help of drill instructors, with the help of mentors, with the help of NCOs, with the help of officers. You eventually became a professional. And then you get out into the civilian world, right? You can't expect to just get your DD-214, you know, throw your boots over the wire on base and then, you know, become a civilian, right? It can't take you, you know, 48 hours or 24 hours to become a civilian and expect to be good at it, right? You got to set goals for yourself. Get a plan, and you got to do it step by step, you know, base camp by base camp, goal by goal, and you'll eventually get there. Want to thank you guys for listening. Again, I've been slow on publishing these podcasts, but that's because I've been working on some other things here, and those are things that are important for me, important for my growth, but I'm never, ever going to give up on you guys. I love you all. And I love everybody who supported this show. So for those of you out there who want to support this show, there's a few things you can do. Number one, share these episodes out. Let people know about what we're doing here. And what we're doing is helping the U.S. military veteran community to overcome the obstacles that have gotten in its way over the past, well, I always say decade and a half of war, but it's really over the past, you know, 50 years. We tend to forget what those Vietnam guys went through. And so if you know of somebody out there who can use this information, use this advice, please share this episode out with them. Number two, if you want to support the show in other ways, you can always help our amazing sponsor, F-Bomb Nutrition. They make absolutely delicious packets of macadamia nut butters. You can stick them in your MREs as a supplement. And they are absolutely awesome. So delicious. They mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter. You can carry them around wherever you want. And if you want 20% off of your first order of F-bombs, just use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. And then finally, we've got our amazing gear. If you're interested in picking up some Warrior Soul clothing, head over to warriorsoul.shop and get yourself an awesome shirt. With that, guys, I'll be talking to you later on next week. Thank you so much for listening.